Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. To make you a little bit happy, I'm maybe going to start with a little story. You know, in New York, in America, we have a lot of Italian. There's a lot of Italian in America. In New York, particularly, they look like little Italy. There's a lot of rich people there. There's a lot of money there. A lot of people involved in the mafia there. They, most of them, they're Italian. There was an old man who lost his wife. He was an old, you know, the Italian people, not really matter how rich they are, have whatever they are, they always plenty tomato on the backyard. Did you hear this story before? No? Did you want to hear? Or you wanted me to leave it for next week, so maybe it's a bit better. I'll tell you today. So all the Italian people, or even here in Australia, they planted tomato in the backyard. They, you know, the backyard, there's no grass, it's all tomato and all veggie, but most of the tomato there. So this poor old man, he has one son, and was old. He could not do in the garden to plant the tomato. So he write the letter. His son was on the jail for doing the wrong thing. So he write, "Dear Luigi, this year your papa, he could not plant any tomato because I'm told I could not do the garden anymore." So the son, Luigi, was upset because his father, he couldn't do the tomato. So he went to the jail office, said, "I wanted to talk to the FBI leader right now." So I said, "What do you want of the FBI leader or the officer in charge?" He said, "I needed to talk to him." So the jail organized that the FBI's come to see him, and there's Luigi, what's going on? Luigi said to the FBI officer, said, "In my father's backyard is the body that you're looking for." So the FBI officer really immediately took in every policeman he can find, machinery, everything, they went to dig the backyard from Giuseppe. Sorry, Brother Giuseppe, it's not for you. So when Giuseppe saw all these people come on the backyard to dig all the guard, they didn't know what's going on. But the officer of the FBI said to Giuseppe, "Sorry, Giuseppe, we put the ground back together." And Giuseppe said, "Thank you to making my guard ready for the tomato." The next morning, the letter came, "Dear Papa, the best I can do for you this year." This is just a story, it's not true. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I needed to talk to you what the Holy Spirit has given to me. Sometimes I don't like to talk into the church. What the Holy Spirit told me. Some people maybe sometimes don't like to hear that. I'm going to talk about the devil. Unfortunately, not everyone is lucky to hear that because the devil is a bad thing. But I needed to let you know what the devil can do to your life because I'm responsible before God to tell you what the devil can do. Amen. So please don't take it serious. Because I don't talk to you, I talk to myself, I talk to everybody. But I wanted to let you know what the devil can do to your own life, to your marriage, to your family, to the church, whatever the devil can do. Let me tell you, the devil was created by God. The Bible is telling us that the devil was created by God. And it was called the Morning Star. It was one of the most beautiful archangels in the heavenly place. And this beautiful archangel, the Morning Star, the prow, he think that it was about God. So when his prows come about God, God has no more choice but to throw away from the heaven. And the devil, he become the prince of the world. Hello? Yes. The devil, he become the prince of the world. And we live in difficult time of the world. And the devil is working very hard to attack your life, to attack my life, to attack the church life, to attack the people. That is his job. In the beginning, when he was thrown away from the heaven, the first thing he done, attacking God's creation. Eve and Adam was the most beautiful things God is creating, was the life. He was creating the man, the woman, and they put it on the guard of the heaven to leave it on a beautiful place. There was a tree that God has created the tree, and they said to these two creating, said, whatever is here is all belong to you to leave for a blessed life. But the tree of the life don't touch. So the devil, when it was thrown away from the heaven, the first thing he done is done that. He went to say, well, the fruit of the life is a beautiful fruit. Why don't you eat? You know the story. Eve said to the devil, I said, I'm sorry, but we couldn't eat that because God told us not to do that. He said, why God told us not to do it? You know the story. He said, because that is the fruit of the life. Because if we eat that, we die. And the devil said, no, you're not die. You're really going to live. So they try and done that. So the beginning of the principle of the world, it become this that we're talking about, the devil. My question this morning for you is, how can we resist the devil? How can I successfully resist the devil? Let me tell you what the Bible said. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus speaking, Jesus talking. And they said, the thief is come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that you have a life, and the life you have is more and more abundant in my name. Father, we pray. We pray this morning that your word will penetrate into our heart, into our life, Lord. We pray that you touch in everybody who is not here this morning. If they are sick, you heal, Lord. If they travel, you protect them, Lord. If they work, you bless them, Lord. Whatever they are, we put all these people that are not here this morning into your presence, Lord. That you bless them in Jesus' name. If you have your Bible, you can say, this is my Bible. I receive it. I accept all the blessing that God has given to me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How can I successfully resist the devil? Some Christian believe they have a power and the devil could not touch you. Let me tell you some things. Very careful. The devil working very hard. The Bible telling us to resist the devil because he will be working to destroy your life. To resist the devil successfully, you needed to request much, much more substantial into your life to be a strong spiritual person. In other words, to be close into the presence of God. We see here that the thief come only to steal and kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that you might have a life and you have it in full, abundant. plenty, large, full, free life in Jesus' name. Jesus referred to the devil when he talking about thee. He said, never lose sight of yourself. In fact, the humanity that we needed to do it, that the devil has come to steal it and destroy it. Anything is possible into your life. Anything possible into your life. Whatever he can will be attack your house, my family, whatever he can. Jesus said that. He's a murderer. He'll come to kill and destroy. In John 8, 44. If you read the Bible, you'll see. He come to kill and destroy. He's a murderer. That's what his job is to do. You cannot make any, you know, strength on yourself if you don't live in a spiritual life that God is protecting your life. Let me tell you an important thing, that your life live under the presence of the Holy Spirit 24 hours per day. Because if you don't, the devil will find that opportunity to enter into your life at that moment that you fall asleep a little bit. That's what it does. 24 hours per day that you are under the umbrella of the presence of Jesus with the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 5:8-9 said, be self-controlled and alert and you be alert of your enemy. That the devil of power is around like a lion to attack you. To attack you. You can tell me you're a Christian. But if you find a moment that you are out of the God presence, he will try to kill you. He will try to kill you. But the Bible is telling us it resisted the devil. Amen. And that's the most weak point that we have in our life. How can I resist the devil? How can I resist the devil? But unfortunately, the Bible is telling us to be strong. In James 4:7, resist the devil. The Bible said, resist the devil. In Ephesians 6:13. To stand your ground. Stand your ground. Be yourself in control. Be alert. You know, be walking, not to sleep. Your enemy is the devil. He'll not forget you. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. Resist. In verse 9, he said, resist him. And stand firm in faith. Resisting and stand firm in faith. Solitude, wall protection in faith. Strong defense against the devil. You probably know, so I done it nearly two years on the army. When we was on the border from Yugoslavia to Italy to protect our country, we needed to endorse a special uniform. There was called the jacket of a protection against any bull coming to our body. So there was a compulsory by the country law. Every soldier that was on front line to protect our country at the time, that we wear this jacket, that if anybody shooting us, it was able to protect us. Amen. That the bull was not able to go through the jacket because the jacket was protecting their body. So the same thing, the faith on Jesus Christ, that can protect you when the devil will try to attack your life or to attack your family or to attack whatever you're doing. So you need to be having the gun of Jesus Christ in your life that will protect you for shooting you through. It's important, my dear friend. James chapter 4, verse 6 and 8, he said, but give more grace, therefore, and say, God resist the proud, but give grace to you, your humanity. Amen. Sometimes the proud, they destroy your spiritual life. Amen. Destroy your spiritual life. To resist the devil in your life, you needed to be humble to God. Amen. You needed to be humble to God. To protect your hand, to protect your life, you needed to stay close unto God. Resist the devil. Stay close unto God. Amen. Stay close unto God. To resist the devil, you need not to lose sight of God. Because in this world environment today, particularly the young people, they can lose sight of God's presence. Amen. Not to lose sight of God's presence, you need to be on the environment of godly people. Amen. A godly people. Be friends on the Facebook with the Christian people. Amen. It's okay if you don't want to be friends with Pastor Tony. I understand. If you reject me, I can still check you because I have other friends. They connect with you. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to be friends with the Christian people where they can put good things on the Facebook. Amen. Where you can see they pray for you. They can see they care for you. Don't be friends for the one that destroy your life. Stay away from this kind of people. Because if it's not today, tomorrow you will cry. Resist the devil. And to resist the devil, you need to be on that environment of God's presence. Let me tell you a little bit of story of one lady a few years ago. He came to me to tell me about the story, how she defeated the devil. And she told me this story about her husband. Her husband was under the spotlight of one of the beautiful ladies that was working with him on the office. When she knew that, she said to herself, I'm going to pray for my husband. I'm going to take care for my husband. And whatever she did today, she was telling me that she was to do everything she can to make sure that the woman wasn't going to touch her husband. And the amazing thing, the way she told me this story, that she did everything that her husband will be lucky to have to protect her husband, to have a desire to touch another woman. You know, for her, it was very easy to attack her husband when he hear that there was something wrong. But she never done that. She took care of her own husband. She said, that woman will not touch my husband. That woman will not destroy my family. That woman, they're not destroy my children. I'll take care of my husband. Because that woman was on the environment of God's presence. Amen. So I want to tell you something. It's important that your friend or your environment where you work or where you are under God's presence. Amen. Because if it's not today, tomorrow, you will face a problem. You need to put your cover at the Holy Spirit into your life. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, we have a wonderful story about the Apostle Paul teaching to be strong on the Lord, to be faithful to God, to take a stand from the Lord, to have the, you know, the show of salvation in our life, to be full covered with the garment of God, to have the replacement with the righteousness of God, to have all of this beautiful thing, to be covered with the presence of God in our life, to have the gamma of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Amen. If you have the gamma, or you have the full army, or the full uniform of the Christian people in your life, you will defeat the devil in your life. You will defeat the devil. The Apostle Paul teaching us to stand our ground. To stand our ground against the devil shaming. To resist the devil, we must be strong in the Lord. And into his side, the power. Some Christians believe that if you're Christian, the devil has nothing to do with you. Let me tell you, you've got to be strong before you can face the consequence. Because if not, not today, tomorrow, you will fall under the trap of the devil. A lot of people said, oh, the devil is making me do it. The devil is making me do it. The Bible is telling me that the devil has no power when you say, stay behind me, amen. Devil. Amen. He has no power when you say, stay behind me. The problem is that sometimes we don't do that. Jesus defeated the devil. Amen. Jesus defeated the devil. You imagine one thing. If the devil will attack Jesus, how much more will attack you and I? So Jesus was in time that when they really need the presence of God in his life. And the devil come to him and said, if you are the Son of God, you can tell this rock to become a bread. And you will eat it and you will leave it. But Jesus replied to him and said, devil, stay behind me. It is written, the man did not live only for bread, but every word that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Every word. And the devil will walk away from the presence of Jesus. It doesn't mean he stopped there. The devil will continue to visit Jesus in place. But he never have a victory over Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus was covered with the presence of God. Jesus was covered 24 hours with the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's why I said, my dear friend, my brothers and my sisters, be covered by the presence of Jesus into your life. Because if you don't, you have a problem not today or tomorrow. The Bible is telling us to have the helmet of salvation. Let me tell you what the helmet means. The helmet means to protect your head. That if anybody attack you, your head will protect you. The Bible is telling us to have the shoes of the gospel. The shoes of the gospel protect your feet to walk in places where you cannot walk in. The Bible is telling us to have the true salvation. To have the belt of salvation. The belt is protecting your stomach if any problem comes to your life. The Apostle Paul speaking, teaching us this thing, that they want us to be prepared for the devil day when they come and take you. He said to prepare with the sword, the word of God, they carry into sight. Prepare with the sword of the word of God. You know, Jesus used the word of God. When the devil has come and visited Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, you can jump from this temple and the angel of the Lord pick you up, your feet don't touch the ground. And Jesus replied to him, it's written, don't tempt your God. Jesus used the word because he knows. Jesus was very, very well known the word of God. And if you and I, we know the word of God, we can speak into the, when you be attacking or when you be tempted for somebody, you know that the word of God has said, don't do it, don't do it. There is time you can say, well, there's nobody here I can do it, you know, nobody knows anything. Nobody, let me tell you, Jesus see that. Amen. And the devil knows very well. If you sleep a little bit, he'll attack you. So you needed to be woken up 24 hours a day. I wanted to remind you, build self-control. and be alert in the presence of God. Because you don't know when your enemy come to attack you. He can take you any place. Never, never forget that the enemy is, don't fight your flesh, but fight your spirit. To disturb and destroy your spirit. Stand firm in faith. And the faith is protect you from the evil day. Love life, humanity is a wonderful thing. Submit it to God with all your mind, with all your soul, and love God with all your mind and your whole soul. You know, Jesus said to the young man, he said this simple word, two words that is applying to everyone in us. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Love your neighbor like yourself. Amen. If we apply these two principles in our life, we defeated the devil. Amen. We defeated the devil. The problem is, let me tell you, love your wife like yourself. Amen. As a Christ, love your church. If you put that principle into your life, you're never looking for another woman. Amen. If you love your husband with all your life, you will never look for another man because your love is strong in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the temptation will come. The temptation will come. And you only be able to survive in time that you are stronger in the Lord. Amen. It is important for you and I that we submit it to God all the time. Not just on Sunday morning. It's easy here because here we cover with the Holy Spirit. But what about when you're on the working place? What about when you're on the nightclub? What about when you're on this beach, on the street, whatever you are, amen? Or when you are on internet and you think it's nobody hear anything. Submit it to God all the time. Draw near to God. Draw near to God daily through the day and through the night. Repent your sin. Confess your sin to God. Washing not only your hands, but wash your heart. Amen. Wash yourself before the presence of the Lord. Don't give a chance to the enemy, to the devil, to destroy your beautiful life that you have. Wash your hands. Wash your heart. Whatever done on the past, Jesus does not care. But from today on, I want you to give your life to him and sign for him that you will serve him for the rest of your life. Pour yourself all the garment of the Holy Spirit into your life. The salvation of the gospel. Remember that the devil is 24 hours a day is after you. 24 hours a day is after you. Always remember that the presence of the Holy Spirit is there for you. Amen. Let me explain to you simple. When you accept Christ into your life, when you confess that you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit will live in through your heart, in the center of your heart. So he become the priority of your life. At the moment that you remove the Holy Spirit from your heart and you put it outside, that don't mean that he will leave you. He will follow you wherever you go, waiting for you to open your door and let him come in to take in place. In time of difficult time, remember that the Holy Spirit is there for you to say, Holy Spirit, help me, come in inside. Amen. Don't do like that man one morning, he was rushing to go to the meeting. And you know, it was very important to meeting. Very important meeting. If he loses that meeting, he loses the opportunity. So he gets on the place where the meeting was very close. He couldn't find any park. So he looked on the car park and he said, Lord Jesus, if you find a space for me, I will come to, I've gone to church every Sunday morning and I give up my wine and I will serve you for the rest of my life. A few minutes later, they gone to the next level of one, somebody moved out and they looking up and said, don't worry, Jesus, I'll find a place. Yeah. Don't be like that. Because if you be like that, the Holy Spirit don't come into your heart. And I want to finish this morning with this. In Luke 4, 1 to 13, it's not there. Jesus responded to the devil, it is written. Jesus responded to the devil, it is written. The word of God. Don't tell me I can make him the rock to become a bread. I don't make him for you. It is written. It is written. If you live in a biblical ground, just want to finish with this. If you don't remember anything else I've been talking about this morning, if you live on a biblical ground, if you live on the biblical ground, and believe you will constantly overcome the devil. Let me say this once again. If you believe on the biblical ground and you live according to the Bible, you overcome the devil anytime, any moment in your life. Can we stand before the presence of the Lord?